Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon for others. Maybe it's even good morning for some. I'm sure it is. Impacting Life 24/7 with the Impact Motivator, CL King, coming to you live. And I thought that we were going to be flying a Cessna today, but really we're flying a 747. And you cannot get a 747 off the ground with just a few things. I'm thinking, I got this, man. I can get the show ready to go, because we're doing an early show today. And I'm like, okay, I can get this thing ready. I know how to do this. And then I realized, we do a live show. It is not something you can't just say, okay, we're going to go live. It's different. There's a whole lot more components to it than that. So much so that I forgot to make the post that I needed to make. Hope everyone is doing well today on this Wednesday, this middle of the week experience. This is definitely the middle of the week, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, one thing that I was privileged to be a co-host on the We Empower You Global Summit today, as well as a speaker, man. It was just a high honor, man. I was on that thing with princesses and world leaders from all around the globe. It was absolutely amazing. I thought, wow, CL, what you doing on here? I hope they don't look up your resume. But thank you, Bettina Carey, for giving me an opportunity to be there with you at the We Empower You Summit. And one thing that I talked about today was just showing up. Sometimes just being consistent and showing up really, really, really does mean the world. Sometimes, you know, folks get all wrapped up into the hieroglyphics of analysis and data, and I like that. But man, sometimes it's just good to just show up. And I was telling them that in this conference today, this summit, that Chris Garner, you know, remember Chris Garner from In Pursuit of Happiness? He was scheduled to have an interview to potentially go through the broker's course. And when the night before, he had got put in jail for some unpaid parking tickets, and he was trying to paint his apartment, and he was all disheveled. His clothes and attire was not there. And so he knew that he had to, he got himself out of jail that morning, and he ran across town with a little old skimpy t-shirt on and paint all over his hair and his hands. And he showed up, and that really stuck with me, that he could have, now in this generation, they would be like, well, I can't come, I'm this, that, and the other. But he showed up, and there is some power, ladies and gentlemen, in showing up. That's why I try to encourage people, man, if you're going to try to do something, don't just half do it. Don't just do it today, and then you're not going to do it tomorrow. Don't be depressed or amazed at one result or the other. Just show up. And if you can show up, the rest really, really, really is, I won't say it's easy, but the rest becomes like muscle memory. If you can just show up, if you can just show up. And so here I am, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio by myself on a Wednesday. And I've got to get a lot of stuff in. I mean, I have been on the global circuit today all day, and really just thanking God for the opportunity that I have as an individual to be able to speak on platforms and in conferences that I otherwise would not have been able to. Yeah, you got to start somewhere, man. That's exactly right, Tim. You got to start somewhere. And oftentimes, you know, and that's one of the things I teach in my gear training, is just the A is activate, man. You just got to go forward. And, you know, there's some nights, I'll be honest with you, and Tim, who is a podcast host of several podcasts, the Funny Science Guy and Focus on Forward, you can find those anywhere you get podcasts. You know, sometimes we don't feel like coming here and doing this. Can I get a witness out here? Anybody feel like that? I know Tim and I probably do, man. Some days I'm just like even today, I'm just like, man, I'm tired. I want to go crawl, get out of the studio and crawl across the room into that bed. But the reality is that showing up, it creates some sort of, I don't know, some sort of strange energy that's like, okay, I've won 99% of the battle. I had a gentleman on my show in the early days of Impact Life 24/7. He talked about just getting out the door. Just getting out the door. And, you know, Tim is giving me an amen. He said, waiting on a 6 p.m. start for an interview and then dreaming of a pillow. Right, man? Because, you know, listen, I admire and appreciate, respect all those that work in different industries where you got to use labor and your body and all that kind of stuff. My family would starve to death if that was me. But there's a different type of tired that you feel. I know y'all are going to be playing your small violins, listening to me lament about my tiredness, but it really is. It's a different type of tiredness, in particular when you're the business owner and responsible for creating revenue. It's a stress kind of tired. And then, you know, additionally, just using your mind and strategizing and thinking about things. But like I said, once you show up, you just have to go. You go into another mode. You go into another gear. And so tonight, I wanted to just take a few moments on this episode to talk to you guys about a very special young lady. Her name is Jaslyn McGraven. And you guys have heard me talk about Jaslyn before. I think we've had her on the show twice now. And it's really been an inspiration to me because of her story. Now, Jaslyn is a 21-year-old young lady there in New Bern, North Carolina. And she, in middle school, started experiencing some health issues. And as time went on, those health issues became more pronounced. And they got to the point where Jaslyn was in and out of school, sick, and such. And, you know, her mom and them were trying to find out what was going on with Jaslyn. What was wrong with her? Why wasn't she getting any better? And, you know, part of the struggle, especially in prolonged, you know, autoimmune or whatever diseases or conditions that people have, is sometimes you're losing precious moments trying to get diagnosed. I remember the first time my wife had a lupus breakout, we thought it was because she had swam in the pool and she just had a reaction to the pool. So, you know, all those moments of trying to get diagnosed, you can be losing precious time for intervention and maybe turning the corner or reversing course. And Jaslyn was in that particular condition because her mom and them were trying to figure out what was going on and what was wrong with Jaslyn. Why was she having these conditions? And then, you know, they understood that she had lupus, but then she had more than one type of lupus. And the lupus, the secondary lupus that she had, really became at the forefront of what the problems were. And so I can't remember exactly the timeline, but Jaslyn was getting ready to, she was entering her first year in Wilmington, North Carolina. She was going to college there and she was excited. Can you imagine, man, just setting yourself up to begin life and you're getting ready to start your first year. You're getting ready to start your first year in college and all of a sudden everything gets derailed. 21 years old and everything gets derailed. And that really is where Jaslyn was. you know, and what connected me with her is that, you know, I'm thinking about someone in that age and in that stage of life. They're full of, it's so much promise, and there's so much newness. There's a whole chapter getting ready to be opened up in time that they will never forget. And Jaslyn got the diagnosis that, hey, look, the lupus is attacking your kidneys, and your kidneys are shutting down. And I mean, when I heard that, I'm just like, man, you know, geez, can this girl get a break? She's been going through all of this through middle school. She's been going through this through high school. Friends are going off and doing their thing. And now Jaslyn's stuck, and she has to drop out of college in Wilmington. And to add on top of that, she no longer qualified for the medical insurance that she had, because that medical insurance had a requirement that you had to be an active student. I believe that's TRICARE. And so she couldn't continue to receive the TRICARE medical services, and her kidneys have shut down, and she's thrust into being required to every other day take dialysis. I'm just like, man, who would want to be starting, you know, you're starting your life out, and you're starting it out like that. You know, I do have to take a drink here, because as Bettina Carey said, even though she is still hosting the summit that I told you guys about at the start of the show, she was kind enough to tune in. And that's really what friendship is about, man. Tim supporting, Bettina supporting, man. I want to do the same. And that's really what this is about, man, about networking beyond just from the business perspective, but really leveraging our collective care, our collective inner care about our fellow man. And so thank you, Bettina, for giving me this little known cat down here in, what am I in? Impactville. I'm the sheriff in Impactville. And so when I heard this story, I said, Greg, man, you got to get this young lady on. Well, Greg, he works with her mother, and her mother is a first responder. So she works at the New Bern Police Department. Sweet lady, wonderful spirit, great attitude. But this situation is attacking her baby. And so, you know, she's still doing the duties of protecting and serving in New Bern, North Carolina. But every day she's faced with the reality that Jaslyn is struggling to make it through every day. I had asked Jaslyn even today. I said, hey, Jaslyn, I'm going to continue to keep this before you guys until the event. But I said, Jaslyn, hey, look, I'm doing a show tonight. I know it. I didn't tell you well in advance, but I want to know if you want to pop on for 5 minutes, just say hello to folks. And because she has to go through dialysis every other day, man, she is always wrestling with nausea and just not feeling well. And she couldn't make an appearance today. And she's in desperate need of a kidney, ladies and gentlemen. She's in desperate need of a kidney transplant. And she thought she had one at the end of last year, and that fell through. So you know, every other day you're going to get your blood cleaned out, getting fluids removed. You can't eat but so much. You can't drink but so much. And this is the life of a young 21-year-old young lady there in New Bern, struggling to find some sense of normalcy. And you guys have seen her on our show before, twice, and she has such a sweet, kind disposition and personality. But I know that, listen, us motivators, we try to hype you up and we try to give you words of encouragement, but there are days when it's just like we don't feel motivated either. And so Greg, my vice president and the guy who is like, he serves on so many varying committees throughout his city. Greg's been with me since 2009. We've been together in business since 2009. I should say that better. And he's the first guy to believe in me trying to start a speaking business. And he drove me all over the place to get us to these events. We was down in the swamp sometime. Was it the Bismal Swamp? The Dismal Swamp? How you say that? And we was at some crazy places. And so Greg eats at the table first in our world, and I thoroughly appreciate his consideration. But when he heard about his coworker, now this is a coworker, Greg also works in forensics. When he heard about his coworker's daughter and how much it was going to cost for this kidney transplant and how, you know, needing somebody to run the fundraising campaign, they thought of Greg because Greg is a networker and he is a boots on the ground kind of guy. And Greg had already made up his mind that he was going to do it. He was going to help and he was going to be a part of helping. And I can't even find the right words to tell you what that means in terms of, I was looking for the website. I don't know if anybody is on from my team, but let me stop sharing for a second so I can find that website. I want to give you guys that website. And I know it's Jaslyn's Fight or something like that. I just got to try to find it real quick. And if Jaslyn, if you're listening, you can type it in because I, of course, thought I had it. Then I closed it out. And it is the Central Ohio Trans. Well, no, that's not it either. Lord, you ain't going to Ohio. She's gonna get it for us. It's a website that people can donate to and sponsor for Jaslyn's Fight and helping raise the funds, because right now it's like medical insurance is not going to cover this. And so she's having to raise the money to get a kidney transplant. So, you know, mom being a public servant and police officer and all of that, which is remarkable that she still can get up and go to work with all that Jaslyn's going through, and Jaslyn having to go to dialysis every other day and all the things that they're going through, that they are still saying, man, we're not giving up hope. We're not going to give up. And so Greg got behind this mission. And I'll get that website in just a moment for you guys for that jaslynsfight.com. I forget what it is. They'll get it to me. But he said, man, I want to get behind this. I want to get behind this program because this organization helps people who are in Jaslyn's position who need a kidney transplant or an organ transplant and they don't have the funds, and they give you a vehicle and a means by which you can raise the funds. And so Greg took that to heart. He just threw his hat in and said, I'm all in to help this young lady. And the lady that you're seeing on our screen, if for those of you can see it live, and those of you listening to Impacting Life 24/7 on our international podcast platforms, I'm showing you a picture of Jaslyn McGraven. And the other point about this picture is the What If benefit concert. So Greg took a leap of faith and jumped in to be her kind of her spokesperson for fundraising. And then, you know, somebody reached out to Greg and say, why don't we go a step further and put on a benefits concert for Jaslyn? And I'm just like, you know, that's really amazing. And Greg says, yes, we're going to call it the What If benefit concert for Jaslyn McGraven. And I said, well, Greg, help me understand the meaning behind What If. Why are you labeling and dubbing this concert the What If benefit concert? And he said simply this. He said, what if it was my daughter? Or what if it was yours? And that, ladies and gentlemen, just like hit me. That hit me like a ton of bricks, because you guys know, if you've seen me at all, and I know all of you out there in Impactville feel the same way, but man, I'm pretty acid about my kids, man. I love my kids to death. And when you think about it, it's like, okay, what you will do anything. You'll bankrupt every possible means to see your child better. And so people have sprung into action to be a part of Jaslyn's journey. And Jaslyn McGraven is 21 years old, on dialysis every other day, in desperate need of a kidney transplant. You see what Impacting Life 24/7 is about? It truly is about impacting one life one day at a time. And so Greg says, man, we're going to put this benefit concert together September the 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. And it's going to be at Lawson Creek Park in New Bern, North Carolina. Greg, love him some New Bern because that's where he worked. Lawson Creek Park, and that's going to be September the 25th. So just a couple short weeks away from 6 to 9 p.m. This is a family event. There will be absolutely no alcohol, family fun entertainment, and there is also a rain date for this event, which will be October the 2nd, 2021. I am blessed to be the MC for this event, and Greg has really gone over the top to get this star-studded lineup of folks outside of me to headline this event. It's a night of family music, a night of uplifting music, and a night for people to just connect with Jazlyn and connect with her mission, to connect with the purpose of, hey man, let's help a young lady out in need. And so you can get tickets for this great event. The tickets are available online for $20 or at the Craven Arts Council and Gallery Bank of Arts, 317 Middle Street, New Bern, North Carolina, 28570. And this benefit concert goes to help with the additional expenses that will be incurred for this kidney transplant. And all of that, like I said, because she was in college, she was under her dad's TRICARE. And when she became too sick to stay in college, she no longer qualified to receive TRICARE. So she has to pay for this kidney transplant out of pocket. And so Greg Smith and others, Without Walls, Without Limits Church in New Bern, North Carolina, they have done some benefit dinners for her. I think there's a motorcycle ride coming up for it. And really just the community gathering together. And so this is the kind of thing that we at Impacting Life 24/7, we put ourselves behind. You know, I will just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I have been on an international summit today all day. And then I had to break off to come and do the show here. Then after the show, I'm going to be pre-interviewing someone with a really, really amazing story that'll be on our show later on. And you know, the interesting thing about this is that it is constant. You know, if you think you can meet one need in life and that's it, and then you're done, or you can make one impact in life and then you can sit back and rest on your laurels, you'll find that life is a continuum, man. It's in continual motion. And so some of the folks that he has on this star-studded lineup is Nature Blue, the Drifters, featuring Jeff Hall, and they are going to be singing some of that Drifters music, whatever that might be. I don't know if they're out to sea and they're drifting on a log. I still have yet to understand some of the titles for music. And Jazlyn, thank you for coming on. I need you, honey, to put in the chat for me the website for your CODA fundraiser element so I can get that out to people. I thought I had it up, then I'll close the screen out. Also on that night, King Ranch Band featuring Dog Starch Go-Go Band. The Dog Starch Go-Go Band. And again, I don't necessarily know what go-go music is, but whatever it is, it's going to be good. And so these folks are going to be singing, and then he's covering a multitude of backgrounds, ladies and gentlemen, because he's going to also have AFTA Dark. Now they spell their name AFTA, AFTA, AFTA the Raid. Yeah, AFTA Dark R&B band, and so they're going to be performing, and these are live performances. And then of course, New Bern's Queen of Gospel, Benita Bernie Simmons, who has been seen on Apollo. She's been a Dove nominated. I think she may have won Dove Award, and just an absolutely phenomenal singer, gospel artist. And all of these people, ladies and gentlemen, what's up, VP? All of these guests are donating their time and their services and their talent. They are donating their talent for this night, September 25th, 6 to 9 p.m. Well, somebody might say, And this is where kind of you come in. This is why I'm bringing this before you, because some of you might say, well, I don't live in this area, or that's really not my thing. I don't want to be out amongst people. But, you know, you could still make a donation and purchase two tickets, and we could give those tickets to someone local. You could purchase a ticket, or you could purchase 10 tickets. The idea is not is the idea is more than just one element. You know, somebody says, well, if I don't get nothing out of it, I don't get a tax receipt, I ain't contributing. That's not it, man. That's not it. The bigger, like when my friend Crew at Nine Limb Strikers, when they do their karate camps and their martial arts camps, most of the time I'll just buy tickets for kids to go. And then it don't even have to be kids that I know. Just give them away to people that would like to come. And you guys can do that too. It's very simple. Tickets are available online. Greg, do you have that website also, just in case people want to go there? Or you can look it up, the Craven Arts Council and Gallery Bank of Arts. You can look that up on Google. And their address, if you wanted to go in person, is 317 Middle Street in New Bern, North Carolina. And guess what? They're going to make this so simple for you. They're going to make this so easy that you don't even have to go pick up the tickets if you don't want. If you call them, their number, the Craven Arts Council, is 252-638-2577. And Greg and them will have the tickets for you at the door. They're going to make this as seamless as possible for you. This arena can hold, this area that we're going to be in, Lawson's Creek Park, it can hold over 3,000 people. The event is only for 600, so there'll be plenty of space, social distancing, and so on. And so calling is best. Again, 638-2577. And this is for the What If Benefit Concert for Jazlyn McGraven. And like I was telling you before, I was trying to find that website. You know, I was flying solo there for a minute. This is why they don't let me in the studio by myself too much, because I thought I had it up, but I clicked the wrong thing and I closed it out. CotaForJazlynsFight.com. That's COTA. CotaForJazlynsFight.com is where you can also contribute to her continued expenses, and just, we want to just continue to get behind this. We've got 600 tickets. Help us sell this event out. And like I said, if you don't want to come for a night of go-go music and After Dark or Benita Bernie Simmons' amazing gospel music, if it's just not a night that's good for you, but maybe it could be good for someone else. And so if you wanted to call the Craven Arts Council and Gallery Bank of Arts, all you'd have to do is dial 252-638-2577. And let's say you just wanted to call and say, look, I'd like to buy 5, 6, 7 tickets, and then tell them to donate those. Man, that's what, you know, KISS 102 and V103 have also partnered with this, with us. And, you know, those are amazing local radio stations here doing some giveaways and drawings for some tickets. We really, 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 really want this to be an event that says, hey, Jazlyn, I know that we don't have to go. We can't go with you we can't go with you every day to get dialysis treatment. But you know what we can do? We can do something even better than that. We can help contribute to where God's going to set this up for your donor, and you don't have to go. You won't have to go to dialysis treatment anymore. Yeah, Colleen Jackson there at V103. Everybody knows Colleen. She's partnered with us, partnered with this effort. And really, the community is really, really behind this. And so we wanted to extend this out to our listening audience, our family. You're going to hear about this all the way up until the event, because anything that Greg's doing, you can just best believe CL King's going to be somewhere in the mix. And we do that for one another. Like, in other words, we take on independent projects. I know it looks like Greg and I are inseparable, and most times we are. We're just best friends. But we do take on independent projects. But in the midst of our independent projects, we still support each other on the back end. That's just the way it is. And so when Greg says, hey, I need an MC for this event, I'm like, okay, no problem, brother. Let's make it happen. And so Jaslyn McGraven is 21. She is ready. I would just love for us to take this over the top and help her. Man, we want to get Jaslyn back to, where were you at? UNC Wilmington. I think she was at UNC Wilmington. The tickets are only $20. And I mean, I took my daughter out for a daddy-daughter date last night. And let me tell you something. It came up for more than $20 a head. It's funny how your kids all of a sudden get so hungry when you paying. When they paying, they buying Bojangles. But when I'm paying, oh, man, it's steak and I mean, I was like, my goodness, you're going to have to run my car twice to get me out of here. But again, that's our kids. And we'll do anything for them. And I know that Jaslyn's mother, I know Jaslyn's mother is getting up every day going to work. She's putting a smile on her face. But I would love nothing more than for us to just really take this over the top for Jaslyn. I love for us to do nothing more than as a community of impactors. You know, I'm the sheriff at Impactville. And all of you are those that you know, believe in making an impact. I really think this is a great opportunity. One group that we had on our show, one guest that we had on our show months ago was really an inspiration that helped solidify my feelings about this whole thing. This middle-aged Caucasian lady was a scoutmaster somewhere. And this African-American brother was dropping off his kid to the Cub Scout thing. But he couldn't stay because he had to go to dialysis. Or he couldn't stay because he was too wore out from dialysis. And she heard about the dad, on dialysis. She heard that this guy had a stroke and it damaged his kidneys. And, you know, there was nothing that he could do. He was on dialysis, yada, yada, yada. And so she was like, well, I got two good kidneys. Now, she didn't know him. She didn't know him personally. They're from two different social backgrounds. They're from two different ethnic backgrounds. They're from two different age backgrounds. She's a middle-aged white lady. This is a young up-and-coming African-American male with a young child here. And they weren't out, having drinks. They weren't out fellowshipping at one another's picnics. They didn't know each other like that. And she just heard about his need, y'all. And she said, man, I've got two good kidneys. Let me go get tested. And she did. She went and got tested and found out that she was a match. And she called, they contacted this fella. And he couldn't believe it because, he had heard people in the past say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go check out, see if I can donate to you. And it was just a bunch of talk, right? People get in their emotions. And then when it really got to come down to it, they were like, nah, I ain't doing that. But she was a nurse. She is a nurse. And she was all about it. And so they contacted. They were a match. Her physical conditions were good, and she went through with it. Now this unrelated, totally distant, peripheral relationship is now a family sister. They are sister and brother, connected forever, because she saw a need, and she said, I'll meet it. See, sometimes it doesn't have to be that I know all the nitty gritty details and give me, the latest report on how many times Jaslyn's going to dialysis and tell me that, the bill and the amount and blah, blah, blah. The young lady had a kidney transplant fall through for her. And so we're really in desperate need because there's one on the horizon and we need to have everything in place. We want to have all the funds required in place. No, Tim, the place where people can donate outside of this benefit concert is, Jaslyn put that in the chat just a few seconds ago. It is CodaForJaslynsFight.com. If you scroll up a little bit, you'll see it. the benefit concert goes to also help with the expenses that Jaslyn's family will have. So there isn't a GoFundMe, but we've done several different things. We've seen churches cook meals and sell them throughout the community. We've got that Coda for Jaslyn's Fight.com. We're doing this benefits concert for her. And also, I think there's going to be a motorcycle bike ride to finish everything off. And so, yeah, I really, really, really would love for you all to listen. If you're in the Eastern Carolina area and you want to come out for some good music and fellowship, a good family fun environment, we would love for you to support what we got going on. Tim, thank you so much for sharing the link, brother. And again, it's September the 25th, 2021, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Lawson Creek Park in New Bern, North Carolina, where, again, you'll have great artists on hand. You'll have After Dark R&B band. You'll have the King Ranch Band featuring Dog Star Chaos. Whatever that means. They're a go-go band, and Greg says go-go music is really good. And of course, like I said, Lawson's Creek Park can hold about 3,000 people. We're only selling 600 tickets, so there'll be plenty of social distance. You can have your own little 10x10 space and not have to worry about interacting with a bunch of other people. Nature Blue is going to be singing, and of course, Bernie Simmons will be our closeout singer. She'll be our keynote singer. She is New Bern's Aretha Franklin of gospel music, and she is just a phenomenal lady. She's going to be closing the event out. And again, come out for a night of fun. And if you can't come out, but you would like to donate or you would like to contribute, maybe you could buy several tickets, and then we could give those away. It's very, very simple. All you got to do is call the Craven Arts Council and Gallery Bank of Arts, 317 Middle Street, New Bern, North Carolina. And you can dial that number is 252-638-2577. And again, this is the benefit concert for Jaslyn McRaven. It's coming up. It's Greg. It's racing, brother. It's going to be here before we know it. And I want the thing to be sold out for multiple reasons. But the least of which is I don't want Jaslyn's family. I don't want her mom, who is a public servant, Officer Katrina. I don't want her and Jaslyn to have to think about anything that pops up and springs up because, you know, all of us know that who go through procedures, how sometimes things don't go just cut and dry. And there are other things that come up and things that crop up. So we're trying to make sure that we cover everything relative to stays, food, expenses, and such. And that's why I'm so thankful that Greg has taken this on as a mission for himself and a mission for this family to put on this benefit concert. Man, what a tremendous thing that Eastern Carolina can come together and say that, hey, look, we came together for a night of great music and to put on a benefit concert for this young lady. The Drifters. Yeah, the Drifters. What type of music do they sing, Greg, again? I just can't. What is Drifters the style of music, or what type of music is the Drifters? Is that like beach music, or I got it wrong. You guys know that when I have all my notes in front of me and I still mess up the people's names. So I'm the last person that should be telling you who and what is doing anything. So anyway, again, that's September the 25th, 6 to 9 p.m., the What If Benefit Concert. The What If Benefit Concert. Yeah, so it's like old R&B. Okay, the 60s. Right. So, you know, Greg's going to show up there with his Earth, Wind, and Fire bell bottoms on. Greg, look, man, it's okay, bro. You can hang on to that era if you want. I'm down with you. When I took Mariah out last night for the daddy daughter date, she said, "Dad, you look like a cute old man." I said, "What?" I said, "Girl, I look young." She's like, "No, you look old." So thank you so much, Tim, for posting that to your page. I really appreciate you, Tim Bicycle. who is a great friend of mine and our official graphics designer for Impacting Life 24/7 and the Impact Motivator. Just look him up on social media, Tim Bicegel, and let me spell his name for you. B-E-I-S-I-E-G-E-L. And for all of your graphics needs, man, you gotta talk to him, man, because he is amazing, great to work with. And so, yeah, Greg's going to be out there with like a headband on, some bell bottoms and a skin tight shirt. So, you know, we do revert back to the era that we most favored. And, you know, for me, the 90s was, even though I like the 80s music the best. I like the 80s music the best because it stood out. And so, yeah, there's that. And of course, you know, it's all in fun, but I feel like this is such a great environment for us to be able to impact some lives and, you know, put a smile on Jaslyn's face. Cause that's what Greg said. His ultimate goal at the end was to see this young lady smile, knowing that she's going to win this battle. Tim Bicegel says, on a personal note, my family was a recipient of a donation like this. When my daughter was in the hospital for 97 days, it made a huge difference. Took away a lot of the worry. That's right. And that's how Tim and I actually got close together and talked to one another, man. That's how we became friends, is understanding that his daughter was in the hospital and we had a mutual friend that was there with him. And there's nothing like seeing your child up in the hospital, y'all. There's nothing like worrying, the worry of a mom and dad, you know, is my baby going to be okay? And we want to assure Jaslyn that we're praying for her too, and that we believe in the power of prayer, but we also believe in the power of action. And God gave us the capacity to have faith, and he also gave us the capacity to have works. And so donations like these are you know, really, really important. And getting involved in these types of things are important. If nothing else, if you didn't want to come out for the singing, come out for a live appearance of the Impact Motivator, CL King, because I will be the MC for the night. I don't quite know how Greg's going to feed me, because I know this is going to be a great time, going to be a great, great event. So Greg's going to have to feed me beforehand. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's really what I wanted to tell you. I wanted to share this with you. I wanted to give you this information tonight, that Jaslyn McGraven and her story is one that I've kind of adopted. Like, you know, it really is like what the title of the concert says, what if, you know, and I, every night I go in there and hug my kids and every night I pray for them. I think about that word that Greg said, you know, what if this was your kid? What if this was your child? And when I think about it from that perspective, man, it really touches my soul. Thank you, Tim, for riding with us tonight, man. I know you, Tim is a podcaster he hosts two podcasts himself. So thank you. Thank you guys. And Jaslyn, we love you. We think the world of you. And we know that everything's going to work out fine. We're going to sell out this concert. We're going to have a great time there together. And then your donor is going to match, and you're going to get that transplant. You're going to get back to UNC Wilmington, and we're going to be rejoicing with you. I can't wait to have you back on the show, Jaslyn, when you're doing the show remote from your dorm room at UNC Wilmington. You watch. CL King told you it'll happen. And so we're keeping the faith, and you will hear about this event until the event happens. And then we're going to keep you before us at all times. Thank you guys. Thank you for everyone that tuned in. If you want to share this and give the people the opportunity again, that is the What If Benefit concert coming up the 25th of September, 6 to 9 p.m. That is going to be at the Lawson Creek Park, which is going to be expansive, a whole lot of room to social distance. You can get your tickets available. They only cost $20 at the Craven Arts Council and Gallery Bank of Arts, 317 Middle Street. Or you can call 252-638-2577. And again, if you didn't want to go, you could purchase some tickets and we could donate them to some families that would like to go. Also, we want to just leave you one last time with that website that Jazlyn put out here. I want you to know that that's another place that you can donate to the cause of helping Jazlyn's transplant. That is CODAForJazlynsFight.com. CODA, C-O-T-A, CODAForJazlynsFight.com. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen. If we only make one more impact in life, if we only make one more, what if this is the one? What if Jazlyn's the one? I believe she is. And if this is the last thing God wants me to do and tells me to shut it down and keep my mouth shut, that's okay too. What if she's the one, man? What if this is the impact that could change the world? What if Jazlyn goes on to run for president of the United States? It's not far. It's not out of her reach. The young girl's smart. Smart as a whip. So, all right, that's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. I got a bunch of other interviews to do, and I'm 7 minutes away from having to be there. So the job never stops at Impacting Life 24/7. And thank you. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Bettina. Thank you, Jazlyn. Thank you, everybody. And I can't say thank you enough, because really, this is what it's about, us being together. I love y'all. I'm praying for you. And we'll talk to you again next week. No more shows rest of the week. We'll be back Monday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Impacting Life 24/7.